Blog Talk Radio.
Peace, 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 family. This is Plantation Planet with me, your host. Nope, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. And tonight we have a special guest, the host of All Things Hip Hop 101, one of the hosts of All Things Hip Hop 101, Major Keys Beats. Major Keys.
What up?
What's going on, family?
What's up? Tell him, how you doing?
I'm doing good, family. And tonight's show is another informative show. And if you get your news from us, just know that we will continue to bring you real news. News that affects the black community and only give you facts. And you can do the knowledge and research for yourself. I implore you, family, to check the information for yourself. Take nothing on face value and everything with a grain of salt. With that being said, family, let's start tonight's show with Attorney General. What exactly is the Attorney General? What power does he hold? What effect a Jeff Sessions tap for Attorney General means? And is Jeff Sessions worse than a Rudy Giuliani or Chris Christie as being the highest attorney in America? Also tonight, family, in the second half of the hour, in full detail, the alt-right and a new key player. So, family, the Trump camp floated some names around for certain cabinet members just to gauge the temperature of the people that they represent and the people that they don't represent, to see the shock value, to see how those numbers totaled up. And we talked about the position of Attorney General a few shows ago, and out of those names we talked about, none of those names were picked. Out of all the names that we spoke about, none of those names were picked. So you might be saying to yourself, well, that could be a good thing. You might be like me, like, you know, I have a sincere disgust for Rudy Giuliani and Chris Krispy Kreme Christie. You might be like me when it comes to that. But family, who he ultimately chose, who in my opinion is far more racist and far more crazy, call us up. The number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. And I gave you some background on this racist individual, the new Attorney General, Jeff Sessions. Now, they threw his name out as Secretary of Defense, and that was scary. But him as Attorney General is a direct example of what the next 4 years is going to be like under a Trump regime. So for those who may not know what exactly an Attorney General is, let's look at it. So the United States Department of Justice, their website, justice.gov, defines it as: the position of Attorney General was created by the Judiciary Act of 1789. In June 1870, Congress enacted a law entitled an Act to Establish the Department of Justice. This act established the Attorney General as head of the Department of Justice and gave the Attorney General direction and control over U.S. attorneys and all other counsels employed on behalf of the United States. The act also vested in the Attorney General supervisory power over the accounts of U.S. attorneys and U.S. marshals. So basically, Trump is the top cop, and the racist that he's chosen is going to be his top prosecutor. So family, we got Jeff Sessions from the state of Indiana, who is a well-known racist. He went as far as saying, I like the Ku Klux Klan until I found out they smoke pot. Though it might have been a joke, the premise was undeniable that Jeff Sessions has white supremacist views, and he has used his position of power to discriminate against blacks, and he's so racist that he wasn't fit to be a federal judge. Now I'm gonna bring Major Keys in on this right here. So Keys, do you think that the position of attorney general and just plain and simple the Department of Justice? Do you think that they were created, and remember, and this was in 1789, that they were created to uphold justice for black people in the United States?
No, I don't believe that was the reason at all, given the time frame of when it happened and what's still going on. No.
Right, right. So, do you agree that Jeff Sessions is a racist? Would you go as far as calling him a racist? But you know, he said things like to a black attorney, he said, "You need to know your place and know how to speak to white people." He also called him a boy. Do you think Jeff Sessions is a outright racist?
Jeff, at that level of professionalism and in that field, saying something like that, definitely.
Right.
And
I
think the average person, I don't even think they would have to hear any more after that to justify anything.
So in 1789, we were slaves. We wasn't even considered to be human beings, to be full human beings, right?
Say that again.
In 1789, we wasn't even considered to be full human beings, full humans. We weren't even considered to be an actual person.
Yeah. I would still say at that time, 4 years after it initially was supposedly passed into law, yeah, there was still a lot of it going on, you know?
Exactly. Exactly. So the Department of Justice handles or is supposed to handle cases such as unlawful police brutality, other acts such as hate crimes. In the days of JFK, his brother RFK used his power to fight the mafia. And, you know, that position of attorney general also takes on a major role in bringing up charges when a state refuses to do so. So, with that being said, do you think that there have been a high number of cases brought up by attorney generals in the past on behalf of black people?
Say that last part again, I'm sorry.
Do you think that there's been a lot of cases brought up between on behalf of black America by the Office of Department of Justice?
No, I think that they, even when they bring up the case, the effort is not going to put into really fully to prosecute and get justice out of it. I think a lot of the times if you really pay attention to it, it's almost like to pacify the public, you know what I'm saying, to pacify us, just to say, hey, well, we tried, you know, and that's something that's hard to determine if someone really was passionate about getting justice or if they were being deceptive. That's really hard to determine when you get in gray areas like that.
Right, right, right. So, basically, when it comes to justice, this is the highest department you can seek to get counsel from in cases like the Trayvon Martin, which we will discuss. But right now, you're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. You can join the discussion in the chat room or by calling in the number is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. So family, during the Obama administration, during his first term, we had a black attorney general, Eric Holder. And I'm not politically correct, so I'm going to tell you straight up, my niggas, when it came to seeking justice on the behalf of the black communities, they were always too fucking late. And like Keith said, the effort wasn't there. You know what I'm saying? And their famous words are, "We are investigating it." We investigating it. Countless times have you heard the Justice Department and even the first black president say that the Justice Department is looking into it. You've heard that a million times. So why believe it? That's why I asked Keys the question, how many cases have actually been brought up by the Department of Justice, and if we saw any fucking justice, and the outcome is rarely in our favor. You know, we thought Eric Holder's tap to be Attorney General would be a good thing. Maybe we can get some fucking justice. Maybe, just maybe. And during the Trayvon Martin case, the Justice Department was silent. Now, while they tell you that they're pursuing cases like Mike Brown's, Eric Gardner's, they made no promises to you niggas. They made no promises to you niggas. So, Keith, let me bring you in again on this right here. The black attorney general, Eric Holder. Black attorney general. We got a black attorney general. When you heard that we were getting a black attorney general, how did that make you feel? Did you think that yo, we might be able to get some justice this go around?
Yeah, I definitely felt, and that's what I thought would happen. Like, and I didn't even get it, come to that conclusion of like, hey, we're gonna get extra, but just the same as everybody else. So yeah, I was like, yeah, well, maybe stuff will get a little better.
And under a black attorney general, in your opinion, do you think things got better?
No, not at all.
So, having the first black attorney general didn't change anything.
Not in my opinion.
let's go into the particulars in the Trayvon Martin case. Now, the DOJ decided to close the case saying, and I quote, insufficient evidence. Now, you ask yourself, Keys, try and remember the facts that surrounded the case. And you tell me if the evidence produced was sufficient enough to fucking hang that bastard George Zimmerman.
I definitely believe so. That's where all the outrage was at, because, you know, everybody was like, well, shit, the evidence is here, ain't no getting out of this. Like, you was dead wrong in that.
Exactly. So why do you think the Department of Justice decided that they would close the case? What do you think the meaning behind insufficient evidence is?
It wasn't important enough. That's what I got from it. It wasn't important enough. It wasn't a top priority for them. Or not even a top priority, a priority. Period.
And we had a black attorney general during the Trayvon Martin case. So that there amazes me that we had somebody who was supposed to represent us. We had a president who put him there. When I first, you know, seen Eric Holder, I was like, yo, he seemed like a cool dude, Joe. You know what I'm saying? He don't seem like somebody that's, you know, like somebody that's a dickhead. So, you know what I mean? I gave him the benefit of doubt, you know, like, yo, he's definitely going to, you know what I mean? He's definitely going to make something happen, yo. But that never happened, family. That never happened. I mean, his marquee case was the Trayvon Martin case. The number to call is 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. We're discussing the role of an attorney general and who Donald Trump has picked to be the next attorney general. I am your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media, and we have a special guest in the building, Major Keys from All Things Hip Hop 101.
Thank you for having me.
No doubt, brother. Always, brother. You're always welcome. So in 2014, civil rights charges against George Zimmerman for killing a young black man in cold blood for no reason other than being a tool of white supremacy was closed by the Department of Justice and the Attorney General, Eric Holder, before he stepped down, had this to say in a 2014 interview with ABC News. He said, and I quote, "We do need to change the law. I do think the standard is too high. There needs to be a change with regard to the standard of proof." So basically what he's saying is, you niggas ain't even proved, you can't even prove your case because the laws ain't made for you to prove your case. How do you view that, Keys? How do you view when he says, we do need to change the law? Now, he's in power. We have a black president. He also says there needs to be a change with regard to standard of proof. So let's tackle the first part. Pause. When he says we do need to change the law, Keys, do you think that that was just a cop out by saying that?
Yeah. All I got from that was basically he's just letting people know that, hey, yeah, I heard about it. Like, if you pay attention, like, even with any law, it has to be like a specific event that they feel is important enough for everybody to come together and get a law passed. And that happens all the time. So when you get cases like that that happen and nothing gets done about it, like, silence is the best answer.
Exactly. So knowing this, family, they chose to close that case, though. They know that there needs to be a change in the law. Barack Obama did not come out and do anything about changing these laws where the standard of proof is so fucking high. Because basically he's saying that people like George Zimmerman and these police who are murdering blacks in the streets are getting off because of technicalities. How much proof do you need? Keys, do you think video... do you think video is enough proof?
I don't know how you can get any more proof than video. Like, video is the main piece of evidence that prosecutors use to, you know, win their cases. Like that's
exactly.
Like, I would say that's like right under DNA.
Mm.
Like, you got it on video.
Right.
You're gonna go by words.
You actually
have it on video,
seen this motherfucker do it?
Yeah.
Exactly. So in that case, Trayvon Martin's his civil rights were extremely violated, and Eric Holder knows this. So basically, he's telling you that the laws are not made for blacks. They're not made for blacks, yo. When it comes to justice, the job title means nothing if the laws do not back your agenda. I will say that again. The job title means nothing if the laws do not back your agenda. Do you agree with that, Keys?
Totally.
So, by having racists being the next attorney general, he has laws that are going to back his agenda. And see, Let me ask you a question. First, I'm gonna make a statement, and then I'm gonna ask you a question, Keys. All right. And this question goes out to YouTube family. You can hit us up in the chat room right now. The chat room is live and popping. But this is the role of a black attorney general. They're forced to play this type of role where they really have no power. And they know that they're doing business in a realm where the laws of this land are against blacks, and you can look into whatever case you want. If the charges are not filed, then the Attorney General, his role basically failed us. Now, With that being said, what do you think the role of the last Attorney General, well, let's say Eric Holder in particular, what do you think his role was, and what do you think he was placed there for? We know Obama was placed there for a certain position, for a certain reason. Why do you think Eric Holder, why do you think they tapped a black guy to be the Attorney General?
The same exact reason why Obama was put in there. To calm people down, keep them quiet, make them think that they have somebody on their side when they're really not. Just long enough for them to do whatever they want to do, you know, before anybody realizes anything.
Exactly.
Definitely, man. It's so complex but simple. Yeah.
Pardon yourself. And by the way, I just want to let the family know that, you know, George Zimmerman was acquitted of all charges. Not, you know, there was some discrepancies and all this shit. You know, he was acquitted outright.
Yeah.
But finish your statement, Lord.
Yeah, what's really sad about it is at that level, if the Attorney General doesn't prosecute it, the Attorney General, that sets the standard for everyone else. So when the standard,
right,
the bar for standard is so low, everything else is just going to, you know what I'm saying, just spread out and make it the norm, which it seems like it has been.
That's a true fact. So,
like if
so now you're going to...
Sorry about that, but if you are part of any organization or any business and the top dude don't give a damn, you already know what the company, how the company is going to be ran.
Exactly. You know, you can tell, like, you know, Big Meech said, you can tell a robbing ass crew by a robbing ass boss.
Yeah.
That's how it is, yo. You can tell by who the top nigga is. Pardon me, family. So now we're going to see how the system of white supremacy deals with you directly, because now you have Jeff Sessions as your Attorney General. Like, you know, that speaks volumes when Trump put a well-known racist as the person that's supposed to defend your human rights. What type of job do you think Jeff Sessions is going to do, Keith?
According to the morals, I don't think he's going to do a good job at all. But according to what he was put here to do, he's going to do an excellent job.
Exactly. I'm so glad you made that point. He's going to be put here to do a certain job, and I guarantee you he's going to do it phenomenally. So, really quickly, let's look at the agenda, or the mission, as they call it. You know what I'm saying? As it's spelled out on the DOJ's website. I want you to go look this up, family. I implore y'all to all go and check out the information for yourselves, you know? It's important that y'all do that. But the mission of the Office of the Attorney General is to supervise and direct the administration and operation of the Department of Justice, including the Federal Bureau of Investigation, Drug Enforcement Administration, Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, Bureau of Prisons, Office of Justice Programs, and the U.S. Attorneys and the U.S. Marshals Service, which are all within the Department of Justice. Wow. Did you know that, Keith? It's like, it took me research to find that out, that these motherfuckers have that much power, yo. That department holds that much weight, yo.
Once you state it the way you have, you really get a grasp on how much control is there. Like, basically, like, people take it for granted, but
right,
these are positions that rule your lives every day, whether you know it or not. And if you don't know it, then they're doing a good job, too.
Exactly. So all those departments all those departments, that also means that the FBI, the DEA, the ATF, the Bureau of Prisons are all under direct supervision of the DOJ. And these are the organizations that are terrorizing the shit out of black people, you know? That are terrorizing the shit out of black America. You know the FBI and black America goes back a long time with J. Edgar Hoover and his COINTELPRO. Look how they did the Shakur family. Just think about the ties that we have to the FBI in relation to them looking and sorting out a black messiah. They wanted to find who the black messiah was. They said it could be King, but the youth don't agree with him. You know what I'm saying? That's why they said it wasn't King. He's too soft, and the youth at that time was ready to get it popping. You know, that's why they killed people like Fred Hampton. That's why they killed people like Malcolm X. They thought Malcolm X was going to be it, but then he was assassinated. They made sure that he wasn't a black messiah. And what they failed to realize is it's not just one person. Family, do not let them trick you and think that you're supposed to be looking for one man to lead you. We are all leaders. We are all teachers. So the Department of Justice oversees all of that. You know what I'm saying? They overseeing those organizations that terrorize black people. They the main ones waging the war against us. And the Attorney General oversees all of that. They can do as they please because they have the laws that represent their agenda. Plain and simple, people, they have the laws that represent their agenda. And family, watch the role the marshals start to play in the long run. They are the modern-day runaway slave catchers. That's exactly what they are. You know, when someone escapes from, let's say, they skip their court date, skip their bail, you know, in a sense, that black person is running away from the plantation. They running off the plantation. Am I right, Keith? They running away from being locked. They running away from being locked down. You understand what I'm saying? So then they unleash these marshals to go and find your black ass. So these marshals are modern day runaway slave catchers, yo. Do not let them confuse you on what they are and what they gonna rear their ugly heads to be, and you gonna be able to see it. You gonna be able to see it. You're listening to Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. No, George Soros. You won't get none of that here. You won't get none of that propaganda. You won't get none of that fake news here. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101, Music and Black News Media. And you can weigh in by chatting with us in the chat room or by calling in at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. The department that is supposed to fight for justice now has an open racist running the show. Keys.
Yeah.
What words of advice do you have for the black community right now, knowing that Jeff Sessions is the new Attorney General, and any other cases that pop up like Mike Brown's, like Eric Gardner's, you know what I'm saying? Any cases like that pop up under this dude? What you think gonna happen, Lord? What advice do you have?
It's hard to really pinpoint it, but I'm gonna say I'm gonna start with, like, if you really pay attention, elections are won through funds and money. So you gotta pay to play. You have to pay to play, like,
right?
Like you said, not just one person, but give us a selection of four or five different people that are going to give us or fight for us and give us the same thing that everyone else has. You know, you got to pay to play. You can, as history has shown, you can vote all you want. Like, all of those people in that building, college educated, and they can't get it right. How many different combinations of Republican and Democrats are going to be in the White House before someone comes up with a good idea? Does it really take that fucking long?
Exactly.
No, it don't take that long. They're not supposed to take that long.
Their ideas aren't focused on making the country better. Their ideas are aimed towards making white supremacy the most dominant thing. So ask yourself, people. Jeez, is it starting to feel like 1865? Is it starting to feel like 1940 in this bitch? Is it starting to feel like 1950?
That's what it's looking like, then. And it's to me, it's just plain as day. It's plain as day.
Exactly. So, family, we are going to take a quick music break, and we will be right back with you on the other side.
You say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learned, they should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescribing us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion misunderstood, it's poison. Niggas up in my hood be getting shot, giving poison. In hospitals, shots riddled to block little children and elderly women run for their lives. Drizzling rain come out the sky. Every time somebody dies, must be out my fucking mind. What is this, the 100th time sending flowers to funerals? Reading rest in peace, you know the usual. Death comes in threes, life is short, is what some niggas said. Not if you measure life by how one lives and what he did. And funny how these black killer companies is making money off us. Fast food, cola, soda, skull and bone crosses. It's all poison. Ecstasy, coke, you say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learn, they should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescribing us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion must overstud, it's poison. Sisters up in my hood, try to do good, giving choices. When pregnant, drop out of school, I have abortion. Stop working, hoping that they find a man that will support them. Up late night on their mother's cordless, thinking a perm or bleaching cream will make them better when they gorgeous. White girls tanning, liposuction, fake titties are implanted, fake lips, that's life destruction. Light-skinned women, biracial, hateful toward themselves, denying even their blood. I don't judge Tiger Woods, but I overstand the mental poison. That's even worse than drugs. Yo, it's poison. Ecstasy, coke, you say it's love, it is poison. Schools where I learned, they should be burned, it is poison. Physicians prescribing us medicine, which is poison. Doctors injecting our infants with the poison. Religion misunderstood is poison. Radio and TV poison. White Jesus poison. And any thoughts of taking me down is poison. Who want beef now? My heat shall anoint the plow. Never to worry. All the wrongdoers got it coming back to them 1,000 times over. Every dog has his day and everything flips around. Even the most greatest nation in the world has it coming back to them. Everybody reaps what they sow, that's how it goes. Innocent lives will be taken, it may get worse, but we'll get through it, y'all. Be strong. The Chinaman built the railroad. The Indian saved the pilgrim. And in return, the pilgrim killed him. They call it Thanksgiving. I call your holiday hell day. Cause I'm for poverty, neglected by the wealthy. Me and my niggas share gifts. Ayy, day like Christmas. Slay bitches and party. Ayy, day like this is the last. I'm with my heckles, connecting them. We hitting the lab. This is my level. Fuck it, forget you mad. It's all poison. All of my words to enemies, it is poison. Rappers only talk about keys, it's all poison. How could you call yourself MCs? You ain't poison. Think about the kids you mislead with the poison. And any thoughts of taking me down is all poison. Who want beef now? My heat shall anoint them. Plow.
What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. The soldiers found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga. What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. The soldiers found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my
this nigga.
Nigga
Ike with the Ibis in Jersey, light skin with herpes. Fucking sisters in Harlem, Brooklyn, and D.C. This is the problem, cause he never telling me got it. From letting fags suck him off right, cause Allen in 9-3 drives a Benz, hangs at all the parties, all the concerts, backstage where the stars be, rocking their shirts and bitches' faces like clockwork. What's your name? Where you from? Chain blinging, thinking girls everywhere is dumb, taking pride and ruining their lives, so they can never have babies and they can never be wives. He never used a condom, give him head, he gotcha. Met the wrong bitch and now he dead from the monster AIDS. I contemplate believing in karma. Those on top could just break and won't be eating tomorrow. I know some bitches who be sleeping on niggas' dreams. They leave when that nigga blow, she the first bitch on her knees. Knowing dudes that's neglecting they seeds, instead of taking care of them, they spending money on trees. I pray for you, deadbeat daddies, cause when them kids get grown, it's too late for you. Now you old and you getting shitted on. It's all scientific, mystic. You know the earth and the stars. Don't hesitate to say you heard it from Nas. What is destined shall be. George Bush killer to George Bush kills me. Much blessings, be healthy, remember.
What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. It's all just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga. What goes around comes around, my nigga. And what goes up, it must come down, my nigga. It's all just found below the ground, my nigga. Just hold it down, we older now, my nigga, my nigga.
We are back. We are back. Thank you for joining us. This is Plantation Planet.
Yeah, just real quick, like that song you played, Poison by Nas off the Stillmatic album. Like, my first time hearing that just solidified him as one of the best MCs that ever lived. After hearing that, you can't refute that man. So shout out to Nas.
Exactly. Exactly, exactly. This is Plantation Planet with me, your host. No, I am not the Black Alex Jones. This program is brought to you by All Things Hip Hop 101 Music and Black News Media. The lines are open. Call us at 646-668-2934. That number again is 646-668-2934. And like Key said, that was Nas, Poison, which was a fucking classic. And the guy got straight to the point. You know what I'm saying? He definitely got straight to the point. So family, let's change the topic. We will keep you updated on Jeff Sessions' racist ass. I will definitely keep y'all updated. The whole term, Make America Great Again, that shit is a new Nazi chant. They've been chanting this spell everywhere they go. They've been casting that energy on poor, uneducated whites who Trump probably wouldn't be in the same room with. As blacks, they've been under a different spell. You know, blacks, we've been under a different spell. You know, this spell that we've been under was to keep us sleek. You know what I'm saying? But this chant that they're chanting, that shit is to keep them alive, yo. That shit is to wake them up, yo. That shit is to awaken the inner fucking devil that they had inside of them. You know what I'm saying? They need them to awake. They need them to be awoke for numbers, yo. They want to make America how they see it. And they see it only for Europeans. You know what I'm saying? So how do you see that term, make America great again?
Say that again.
How do you see the term "Make America Great Again"?
Oh, that's easy. From the first person that said it, really coined the phrase, Donald Trump is, and then see the people that he's put in power to make it great again. Does it take it back a couple centuries?
Exactly. Exactly. So do you think that by going around the country and keep repeating that phrase, that it's doing something to the white racist psyche, and it's like making them want to come out and full force?
Yeah, like, all you have to do really is look at the elections. Like, when was the last time you actually seen an election like this to where protesters were getting beat up? You know what I'm saying? Like, this is one election to where if you weren't around the right people, you would have to fight your way back home for voting for who you wanted to vote for. When was the last time that really happened like that?
Right.
People, you know, threatening to kill people, and that's telling you what kind of election it is and what it's about to be.
I think they're a bunch of Nazis. You know what I'm saying? And speaking of Nazis, check this, family. The New York Times are reporting the alt-right salute to Donald Trump. They did the whole Nazi salute with the Hail Victory at the end. Like,
wow.
I was like, I'm like, oh shit, you know what I'm saying? If you don't know who the alt-right is, they're a group of white supremacists that has the ideology of all-white America. They want an all-white America. That's the type of ideology they have. They want an all-white America, and they're inserting themselves into culture and politics. So here's some background on the event that took place. The event was on the 19th of November. The National Policy Institute had its annually held conference in D.C. It's the same thing as the alt-right, right-bird shit. Don't let that shit confuse you. You know what I'm saying? It's the same thing. You know what I mean? The National Policy Institute is nothing different from alt-right and Breitbart. So the event was 11 hours long, and Richard Spencer was the final speaker, and he gave the American Nazis what they wanted. I call them American Nazis. He gave them exactly what they wanted. So, Keys, we're going to go to this clip, and we're going to talk about this clip on the other side. So,
hail Trump! Hail our people! Hail victory! No one will honor us for losing gracefully. No one mourns the great crimes committed against us. For us, it is conquer or die. The mainstream media, or perhaps we should refer to them in the original German, Lügenpresse. It's not just that they are leftist and cucks. It's not just that many are genuinely stupid. Indeed, one wonders if these people are people at all. Or instead, soulless golem, animated by some dark power to repeat whatever talking point John Oliver stated the night before. To be white is to be a striver, a crusader, an explorer, and a conqueror. We build, we produce, we go upward. And we recognize the central lie of American race relations. We don't exploit other groups. We don't gain anything from their presence. They need us, and not the other way around. Yeah. Within the very blood in our veins, as children of the sun, lies the potential for greatness. That is the great struggle we are called to. We are not meant to live in shame and weakness and disgrace. We were not meant to beg for moral validation from some of the most despicable creatures to ever populate the planet. We were meant to overcome all of it, because that is natural and normal for us. The press has clearly decided to double down and wage war against the legitimacy of Trump and the continued existence of white America. But they are really opening up the door for us. America was, until this past generation, a white country designed for ourselves and our posterity. It is our creation. It is our inheritance, and it belongs to us.
So, family, that was Richard Spencer. He is the chairman of the National Policy Institute. Family, did you just hear what he just said, family?
Yo, you said that was at a convention, or was it a movie of a villain saying he's going to take over the world? That's what that sounded like, yo. The villain and his niggas, like, fuck everybody. Like, I didn't hear anything in there to where they were being put down or the reason why he wants what he wants. They just fucking want it. Like, wow. That sounded like coming straight out of a movie.
It definitely did.
And then the camera goes to the hero. And, you know, like, wow.
I definitely agree with that. Pardon me. Yes. That dude, you know, they call a nickname for Richard is Dick. And we're just gonna start calling Richard Spencer. We wanna start calling him Dick Spencer. So when you hear me refer to Dick Spencer, no homo, that's who I'm talking about. So the dude, he started going at the Jews. He quoted Nazi propaganda. Did you hear him speaking in German, the Nazi propaganda?
Yeah.
This dude went as far as to say that white people are the children of the sun. Whoa. He said a race of conquerors and creators who have been marginalized, but now in the era of President-elect Trump, they're awakening to their own identity. So they just, on a mass scale, stole your identity. Once again, because you know that's what they do. They steal identities. So how can whites be the children of the sun when the sun is like a natural weapon against them? They are at war with the sun, hence being at war with the children of the sun, which is you. This man said that they're the children of the sun. When I heard that, it bugged me out. He said he said that white people don't need anyone, that they created everything on their own. So family, Trump so-called disavowed the alt-right. You know what I'm saying? But hired their leader, Stephen Bannon, the person who was responsible for the exposure and the branding of the alt-right. Now he's a chief advisor to Donald fucking Trump. But family, we have to talk about Dick Spencer, no homo, and why he spoke last, why they chose him to speak last. You know what I'm saying? Someone that, you know, of his, he just came out of fucking nowhere. Why they choose him to be black?
I'm gonna just say this real quick. Wasn't it Barack Obama that spoke last at one of the conventions? Nobody really ever heard of him. He came out of nowhere.
He was a keynote speaker at the DNC convention in 2000. Little known state senator.
Yeah.
So you're right. You know, I'm leading towards that way too. That, you know what I'm saying? Look, put it like this. Look, I'm gonna give you some background. I'm gonna give you some background on Dick Spencer. You know what I'm saying? And you know, this dude right here, man. So look, Dick Spencer is the chairman of the National Policy Institute. The National Policy Institute. Remember that name, the National Policy Institute, because you're going to hear it a lot. He has some very informative things that we can take from their ultimate plan and how these white supremacists think, how they really look at the world in relation to race. Dick Spencer is a scheming little worm that's trying to slick-talk his way to the top of the beloved white supremacy chain. Now, here's just some list of things that this motherfucker believes. He believes in white nationalism. And he says his race is the foundation of his ideology. That means race before anything. His
that means plain and simple, his race comes first. You know what I'm saying? He has a huge following. He has a huge following. And, you know, I call it a fucking Nazi movement because that's what it is. He loves the attention that the Nazi movement is getting. You know what I'm saying? He's definitely Stephen Bannon groomed. He's done several interviews lately. He says what it means to be American is what it means to be white. So he's telling you, damn, you ain't American unless you're white. And he's on national fucking TV. He thinks white people basically created civilization. He insists on not dealing with facts. And if you don't deal with facts, you can say and believe anything you fucking want to. He said the Egyptians are white.
Hey, yeah, this is the thing, too, just real fast. Like, when you're in those positions and you have those ideologies, it don't matter what you think or what they think. It what matters is what they can do and what they're going to do. That's what it boils down to.
Exactly. You know, I think that he knows that his race in 50 years will be even more of a minority than what they are now. You know what I'm saying? I think people who think like him want to do the modern-day whitewashing. They want to push this ideology that whites are the smartest people. You know what I'm saying? Look, check it. In a recent interview with News 1 Now with Roland Martin, coon ass, you know what I'm saying? That motherfucking coon. He stated tons of misinformation, bro. He said, you know, white people created pyramids. There's still white people that believe that white people created pyramids. He said white people created agriculture. And, you know, first agriculture had to be invented by Africans. And Roland Martin didn't press him on this. But just by looking at how long agriculture has been around and how long black people have been on this planet, we had to invent that. We had to invent that. That's just like with the pyramids. Pyramids are older than the Europeans. So how the fuck they create that? That shit crazy. Like, he's taking it to a whole nother level now. Like I said, bro, they don't care about what facts are. You know what I'm saying? This dude probably worked for the CIA in some nature because he getting all this damn coverage, yo. You know what I'm saying? In an interview with the LA Times, he said he's raising white consciousness. He wants to influence politics and culture. So he wants white nationalist views to be policy, yo, to usher in the new modern day Nazi state, yo. He claims that Trump also claims this too, that he isn't alt-right, but he says Trump is the champion for white people. Because he spoke to them in a way that galvanized them. That galvanized they racist goddamn, that inner racist in them. You feel me? So he ultimately said what the alt-right movement ultimately wants. This is what they want, family. And they are not afraid to tell you what they want. He said that he wants for his grandkids' sake to bring about a whole white-dominated world. He wants a revival of the Roman Empire. That's what his exact words was. He wants a revival of the Roman Empire. So that means he wants white domination across the globe. We got a caller that we're gonna take a call real quick. What's good, caller? You tuned in to Plantation Planet. Where you calling from? And what's your name, family?
Yeah, this is Naj in Atlanta. What up, man?
What's good, family? What's good?
I ain't nothing, man. Just trying to catch up. I saw you just tightening the throat. You check this one out. You just know how to get in. So I don't know what topic you are.
We're talking about, right now, we're talking about Dick Spencer. We call him Dick Spencer. His real name is Richard Spencer. And he is the chairman of a white supremacist group. And they've been on TV, on national TV, all this week, and they're like putting him at the forefront. So what do you think about white supremacists coming out right now and being able to speak so fluently on TV right now.
Yeah, that was a little weird, man. I didn't like the idea that Roland Martin would bring him on as a guest, even though Roland was going to destroy his arguments. I think you give legitimacy to these people when you bring them on TV. And, you know, these are nationalists and bigots. I wouldn't call them white supremacists, because I call white supremacists the dudes in the suits who are part of four and five different corporations who run commodities, policy, and nations. I call those people white supremacists. These people I just call the open bigots who are out here who don't have that kind of power. But either way, they're a problem, and I don't like how much they are trying to normalize this stuff, man. We saw the photo shoot article the other day,
right?
And now we got people treating these people as if their opinions are valid. Like, this dude was on TV talking about the Egyptians were white. Like, he's
exactly.
on TV
that,
making that argument. Like, we're like, wait a minute, man. What history class did you have? Like, are you really qualified
crazy.
To be speaking about this on TV? So,
exactly.
That's unfortunate,
that white,
man.
It's crazy that white people still believe that they created the pyramids. I find that really,
yeah.
really odd. Now, do you think that Roland Martin could have pressed him a little harder?
Yeah, he could have, but like I said, I don't agree with him bringing him on at all. I think you just bringing him on TV, giving him viewership, you're giving the ignorant out there that missed him a chance to find him and now see, so, oh,
yeah.
I relate to that, you know? And that supremacist thinking you're talking about, to where they think they invented the whole world and everybody else was in darkness until they came, they don't even understand they are the children of the earth and weren't even on the map until late antiquity. When you start
exactly.
talking about early ancient history of the globe, these people weren't involved in it, didn't have a say in it. They were able to take over in the middle after most things had already been established, and then acted like they created civilization. And it's, you know, it's a sad state of affairs that so many people are miseducated to think that civilization begins with white folk.
Right, right. We appreciate your call, brother.
Definitely.
And we hope to hear from you a whole lot on the show.
No, indeed, man. Y'all do your thing, man. Appreciate it. Let me on.
All right.
No problem, no problem. This is definitely a platform for you, brother.
That's what it is. Got to talk about it.
Exactly. So peace, brother. Be safe.
All right, thanks.
Peace.
All right, all right, all right, family. That was a good call right there. That was a good call. The caller had he had a lot of information. You can tell that he knows exactly what he's talking about. And I agree with most of what he said. I definitely agree. So, back to more about Stephen Bannon's little puppet, because that's the reason why I identify him with white supremacy, because the movement that he's in is alt-right, which is run by Stephen Bannon, who is now the chief advisor to Donald Trump. You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
what they really want to do is insert their race into politics. To where it'd be at the forefront. You know what I'm saying? They want to have a voice. But yeah, people, I appreciate y'all showing love and tuning into the show tonight. We had a great discussion. We're now at the end of the show. I'd like to thank Major Keys from All
yes,
Things Hip Hop 101.
Anytime,
and brother,
anytime.
If you could go ahead and leave your social media platforms.
Yeah, you can reach me on Twitter at Major_Keys. I got a YouTube channel, Major Keys 1. You can like my Facebook page, Major Keys Beats. You can also follow me on Instagram at Major Keys Beats.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Make sure y'all go ahead and do that, family. And you can reach us at PlantationPlanet101@gmail.com. You can also reach us at All Things Hip Hop 101 on Twitter. We are also on Facebook, All Things 101.
Yeah, just a quick...
All Things Hip Hop 101, pardon me.
Yeah, on Twitter,
ahead,
that's ATHH101.
ATHH101. Right, right. Pardon me, I was reading in the chat room. Yeah, so make sure y'all hit us up and...
You can find us also on YouTube. The YouTube page is All Things Hip Hop 101. Hip Hop 101 is one word. Hip Hop 101 is one word. And it's been great, family. So make sure y'all tune into the next Plantation Planet, where we will be covering topics that mean something to you and not that fake news propaganda. So peace, family. Be safe.
All right.